Welcome to Reiki Cafe Radio. We're your hosts, Christine Renee
and Izzy Wells. We come together with more than 25 years of experience in Reiki, meditation, chakra wisdom, clairvoyant techniques, and holistic healing. We are passionate about helping individuals release resistance, step into their authentic selves, and align their lives with the truth of who they are.
Reiki Cafe Radio is your choice for vibrant Reiki conversations, meditation experiences, and holistic wellness. This is your space for a deeper look into the ancient wisdom through modern eyes. So grab your tea or coffee and join us as we sip our way through this week's episode.
So today's coffee conversation, we are talking about expanding our minds, our hearts, our being through multidimensional understandings and realities. So I think our actual coffee conversation topic title is expanding possibilities with multidimensional realities. So today we are really excited to come together and have this conversation because one, both Chantel and myself, and as well as Izzy, really can have figured out and how to tap into multidimensional possibilities. And when you can come into that expanded state of who we are, for the last few weeks on Reiki Cafe Radio, we've been talking about really tuning into energetic protection and understanding who we are and understanding that truth of who we are as a possibility to expand. Well, now in that expanded state, we have an array of possibilities before us. And when we can identify what we're after, when we can identify what our desired reality is, we can co-create and manifest it with divine. And so before we really dive in onto this conversation, I'd love to have Chantel explain what are multidimensional realities, and we can start the conversation this way.
So multidimensional realities are dimensions that are outside of our reality, our 3D. There's a lot of talk out there right now about the 3D, the 5D, the new earth versus the old earth. And so if you're familiar with this talk, then you know exactly where I'm going with it. If you're not, then definitely, you know, tap into it, lean into those conversations and let us know if that's something that you're familiar with or not. But it's really expanding our consciousness. It's taking what we know in our everyday life and expanding it to multiple possibilities, not being stuck in the emotion of it, not being stuck where life is happening to us, but life is happening for us, and how we are co-creators. And when we're co-creators, then anything is possible. We get to manifest, we get to bring new energies to our lives. You know, for example, a couple weeks ago, I have a bank account that I use just to pay like my car payment and stuff. Well, and then that account has been empty because I don't use it like that. And I had said to my husband, I need to start putting money over there. Well, then suddenly my clients started paying that account. Don't know how they even linked to that account. And all of a sudden I'm starting to receive deposits and I'm like, how did that happen? But I'm recognizing it's because I opened that flow of energy to be able to expand outside of what was a limited probably account for me or something, I don't know, a belief. But that's just one example of how we're able to tap into different realities and expand our mind, our consciousness, and the way we think.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that introduction. So, you know, we're coming to the state of understanding who we are, getting into that, like, I am, and I can tune into my grandest version of who I am. And when we can be in that expansive state, so we have a contracted state of fear and we have an expanded state of love. When we're in our expanded state of love, then it's like you're tuned into the frequency of God's source creator energy, right? When we're tuned into God's source creator energy, then we are in dialogue with that. We're in frequency with that. And so when we can have this expanded state, and it's, you know, there's lots of tools and things to come into that expanded state. But once you're there, then what do? Then you're an open slate of like, I'm open to the infinite potential of which I am. And when you're in that state of, I'm open for whatever God's will, whatever it is, you want to, you're identifying what it is that you desire. What's your true desire? Not what your brain is telling you, not the logical thing in your mind that's saying, I should do this and I need to do that. But what does your heart space desire? Loving relationships, financial security, living a life of abundance and freedom. Like, what does your heart want? How do you want to act during the day? Like, when you're in that, and that, I almost want to go to the vortex, that vortex of being in alignment, then your heart is calling out and the God source creator energy matches that call and then goes, how do we want to play? There's an infinite number of potential possibilities of how to create that together. What's going to be the path of least resistance? And in that path of that, right? Mm-hmm. So in that path of least resistance, that's where if you have limiting beliefs and things showing up, it's going to take longer because, right?
Right. Because we're creating obstacles that we have to overcome. Yeah,
exactly. And so if we know that the only enemy that we have is within ourselves, right? So when we know that there's a limitless availability of possibilities to get to the end goal, and we're going to take the path of least resistance, the more that we work on ourselves and the more self-care that we do and the more that we're available to come into an expanded state of energy, then those obstacles are going to be obsolete. They're not going to be there. And the faster you can pull in the desired reality into your current timeline. And so I'm certified as a time techniques practitioner. And I think that's a funny name, but at the same time, what I took away from that certification was really understanding that we have a timeline. And when we can come to a more crown chakra point of view of going, this is my desired reality, how close is it to my current reality? And how much is it going to be a big leap? What obstacles am I going to put in my way when it comes to time? Time doesn't exist. Now, we've had other podcasts and stories around time. And so when you can come to a space of knowing that God source creator, time is not an issue. It's just not an issue, right? Then we can really start pulling things in quickly.
Very quickly.
Go ahead.
So I liked with the, setting your intentions in the morning, recognizing for one, yes, that time is an illusion, that we can create more time within our day based off the energy that we have, the intentions that we set, and having the foresight of knowing that there is enough time in our day to get everything done. We just have this limited belief that if we don't have enough time, there's not enough energy. If there's not enough energy, then we're tired, we're overwhelmed. And that starts to snowball, different emotions and draining on our energy. So I liked what you said, the only enemy we have is in ourselves, because that is so true, with knowing that it is our beliefs that keep us stuck in a pattern. Versus when we're in that expanded energy, we are in alignment with source energy. We're in alignment with our higher self. We recognize what our path is by setting our intentions, by growing and evolving with that, and having no rational explanation of why certain things happen and unfold for themselves and for us, because we are these greater beings that I feel that we can do so much more than the limiting body that we possess, that we have.
Yeah, for sure. And so it kind of comes back to, if we can recognize our identity as co-creators rather than victims of, we're already setting ourselves up for success. We're already setting ourselves up to do this divine co-creation manifestation work. And then if we can go take one step further and go, what do I believe? What are my values? Who am I? On the soul level, what's my mission and purpose for being here in this body incarnated in this point in time for our earthly experience. Like, talk about crown chakra conversation today, right?
Very much.
Right. So when we can understand what my divine purpose for being walking on this earth at this time, then that's really going to start a snowball effect of going, I'm going to keep constantly showing up in my higher truth and alignment with my purpose. And when we can be in that space, then there's really this infinite potential of working with this multi-dimensional universe. And so, you know, we have the reality that we live in. And, you know, and I love the way Chantel speaks about this, of how we view our current reality. So I'm going to let you take that, and then I'm going to come back in and talk about, like, let's see it beyond that.
Okay. So when we see our current reality, I was giving an example earlier to Christine about, you can have two people living in the same town, right? And you have one that their experience is more high vibrational, maybe, because they have learned how to expand within their own energy. And a lot of people, you know, we go through our trauma states, we go through all these things, and it's how do you grow beyond those? And how do you heal through those? So when we do that, it allows us to have different experiences, even in our same town, of maybe you go to more organic restaurants, or you go to more high vibrational restaurants with music and fun and play and all that kind of stuff, versus somebody who doesn't have that in their life because they're choosing to live in a certain way or see things in a certain way that doesn't give them those possibilities. And a lot of the reason why is because when life is right in front of us, it is really hard to see beyond that. And I think that's where a lot of it comes from, is that we get stuck in these areas in our life and our mindset and our beliefs that there's nothing beyond what our reality is showing us. So when we can step outside of that box, step outside of those constructs, we can recognize, you know, there's a whole world out there that we can travel, we can visit, we can go do. We just have to believe in ourselves that we have the ability to do that. And I think that's when that whole moment of the crown chakra point of view really opens up for us, because it says, I have all the possibilities available to me. I just have to believe and step into that, instead of pulling ourselves back and being in that constricted experience and kind of limited life form.
Yeah, for sure. And so when we are in that expanded state, you know, and for me, it's like, I might wake up in the morning feeling heavy, you know, like if my first reaction is to jump on my Facebook, on my messages, on my email, which tends to be my issue, it's contracting. It puts me in a state of not enough, of I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough money, or I don't, whatever it is. And then having the awareness of, like, is this serving me? What is my goal for today? How can I shift out of this limited experience into what's my full possible potential that can come about for me for today? And where do I want to go 6 months, 9 months, a year down the line, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line? What is it that I'm hoping to manifest? Correct. Right. So once we're there, we're already shifting out of going, who am I? I coming into the identity of, I am a divine being of the universe, and I am here to spread love and light in the most expansive way possible, touch as many lives as possible, whatever it is for you. And when we come into that state, then we're already open to divine intercession. We're already open to having support and help, that we don't have to be alone. You know, we come from this contracted space of, I'm alone, I'm in fear, I can't do anything right, I'm not lovable, whatever it may be, whatever your limiting beliefs are. And then you step into this space of, I'm never alone. My spirit guides are always with me. I am a divine co-creator of the universe. What is it that I want to manifest? How am I communicating with source energy? And what does that look like? And so when I practice, and when I start stepping into that state of being, of who I am, who my true authentic identity is, then I can start going, okay, I can bring forward my energetic timeline. And so when I think about my energetic timeline, and I welcome you, take a moment, close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, tune into your energy, and just recognize, if your timeline was experienced now, which way would past be and which way would future be? Now, your timeline can move through you or out in front of you. Either is okay. And just take a moment to tune in and going, where's my timeline at? How is it moving through my current experience? Which way is past and which way is future? And when we can come into this recognition of I can visualize or feel into my future timeline, you can start feeling the energetic qualities of it. So perhaps you're not clairvoyant, you're not seeing things. Perhaps you're an empath and you can feel it. Is this the energetic that you want to be co-creating moving forward? Is it in a blessed light? You can bring in Reiki, you can bring in your angels, you can bring in your crystals, whatever it means for you, and see that timeline move out before you in whatever direction it is, and just bring in that love and light energy. You can bring in the Reiki. You can send distance healing to your own timeline and start identifying the qualities that you want to bring in. More love, more joy, more ecstatic experiences, more a crown chakra, mind-blowing, you know, psychedelic experience, whatever it may be for you, and going, what do I want to pull in? And when you can see your timeline of what it is currently, and you can start finding these qualities that you want to pull in, it's like you're literally calling out to the universe and going, I want more experience with this. And you call it forward. You're pulling that timeline into your current timeline. And then you can see, what is it that I want to release? What am I letting go from this timeline? The heaviness, the trauma, the old stories, the limiting beliefs, whatever it may be. And you can feel the heaviness along your timeline and let it seep out. Let it become heavy. Let it drip off your timeline and go to the earth and to be composted. And so it's this beautiful visualization of going, how can I charge my timeline moving forward? And so this is a really easy exercise to just take a moment, do some distance Reiki to energetically charge your timeline moving forward, right? And so when you can do that, you can call in the qualities that you want. Now this is, you know, I do some of these techniques in our advanced shamanic Reiki practitioner training of like, how do you bend timelines? How do you imprint timelines? There's a whole other thing regarding like working with timelines, but this is the basics. And as Reiki practitioners, we have access to it.
Yes, we do. We have access to collapsing our timelines, choosing our timelines. And because if you look at it, each, like in a more simple point of view, each decision we make creates that timeline. It creates a new timeline. We're pivoting one way or another. So it's not this linear effect that we tend to think in our mind, but really it's the flow of it. And so we can jump timelines, we can create new timelines, we can, you know, go back in it and all of that. And so really it's the way that we think and view it. And so, you know, I love that, like you're saying, you can allow the things that you don't want in your life anymore, that don't resonate with you anymore. You just let them melt away, which seems very simplistic. And we know it's a very complicated thing to do at times because we tend to hold on to our stuff and our emotions and everything. But when you get to a place where you're done, when you really feel like I'm ready for that deep soul healing, I'm ready to release what no longer serves me in this lifetime, you can visualize those things melting away. You can see them no longer resonating in your life. And suddenly the triggers or the things that once held you back become this platform in which we can grow and jump from, and we can have that expansive point of view. And then those things no longer show up in your world anymore. Like that same personality that you've been fighting for so many years, no longer that doesn't show up, you know, the experiences and all of that. And that's really because we're changing to that higher level of emotion and energy, that frequency no longer matches up. So I see it like as waves almost. Like I can feel when there's like an energetic wave coming for me that it's time for me to jump on board. And if not, I know there's another opportunity coming, but you can feel like I feel like it's coming. I need to get on board or not. And, you know, and so it's just a different way of looking at it, whether you see it in front of you or you feel it coming or you have a download, but we all have this ability to tap in to the universal energy and say, this is for me, for my life here and now, and this is what I want to engage in and the experience that I want to have here. And so I think that if anything, we can really just jump on board with knowing that there is ample opportunity out there for us as human beings. We just have to raise ourselves up to match it.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, an example is when I got home from Japan, like I could see that my timeline availability, like which track was I going to take? So think of it like you're heading into the train station. You've got your ticket that says you're going to this destination and someone hands you another ticket. Mm. And that ticket is like, here's a whole other possibility. Instead of going to Seattle, Washington, you're going to Washington, DC. Like you could totally take a different train, right? And so when you have these big pivotal moments in your life where you have to make a decision, which train are you going to take? That's very similar to understanding the timelines. Like you have the choice, and it always comes down to choice. You have a choice to stay on the current timeline track, or you can choose something else. You can make a new choice, and a new set of possibilities and options are going to unfold from that choice. And so when I got home from Japan, I had a lot of time to reflect on my current life. What is it that I wanted? I was ready to release attachment. Like so much of Japan was about releasing attachment, such a Buddhist concept of release, let go from that attachment point of view, and working with Furumyo and these other deities about like helping support you release attachment so that you could really come into an experience with the cosmic Buddha, the Dainichi Norai. I think that's how you say it. I'm like, I'm going to have to go look that up, make sure I said that right. The cosmic Buddha, and having experiences, being one with the cosmic Buddha, like having those Satori experiences. So when I arrived home and I felt the frequency in which my life was at, I knew that something better was available. A higher vibrational timeline was being placed before me, and I had a choice. I could stay on my current timeline and have it be heavy and have it be hard and have it be something that was going to be more lessons and more working through, or I could switch. And it was going to take a lot of release, a lot of letting go, a lot of not being attached to whatever the outcome was going to be, because I was ready for it. And so I really did feel like I jumped timelines. I had a track. I was on that train, and it looked like there's my life path before me. And instead, I completely hopped into a new timeline, got a divorce, switched the house that I was going to buy, bought a house, like everything, like big life circumstances changed very quickly. And it was all like from that one moment of going, I have a choice in this. I don't have to continue taking the path that I'm on. There's a lighter option available, one that's full of joy and success and independence and support that I can take. And it's going to look different, and it's going to be a huge change, but are you ready for it? Are you ready to let go of all of the limiting beliefs and all the limiting patterns so that you can hop onto this new train? And so when we're talking about your timeline, knowing that from certain decisions that you make can unfold new possibilities and unfold new potential. And so if you are in a state of that high vibe frequency, those are going to highlight for you. Those possibilities are going to jump out in front of you going, well, you could take a left, but you know, you might want to take a right. The right is going to offer X, Y, and Z. What do you want to do right now? And you have that free will choice to stay on the current track or jump over to a new one. And so as complicated as this sounds, like from like a big perspective, multidimensional realities and universe and it comes down to, we all have free will choice of going, do I align with this? Or do I want to make a new choice and hop on a new timeline and see where this takes me? That timeline that I chose brought me to a new house, a new community, a new support group, lots of travel, and more expansiveness. So in that doing so, being open and available, I had more financial independence. I had more possibilities. I had more travel experiences. I had things that I had been wanting to do, but was afraid to do because of the current timeline I was on at the time. I didn't take those opportunities because I was living in fear. And so by hopping into a new timeline, now I feel that energetic high vibeness, still riding the wave from coming back from Japan, if you will, and ready to seize the day, seize the moment, take up the opportunity, and recognizing when I fall into a lower vibrational set, taking that moment and going, what's causing me to be in a state of constriction? What's causing me to be in a state of fear? Who in my life is out of alignment to the path that I want to be on? And what boundaries and exercises and activating actions do I need to partake in so that I can remain in that vortex of energy, that alignment, that zone of magic that can continue on a path of prosperity and fulfillment and abundance and all of joy and love and all of the things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just being courageous. It's just trusting in yourself for a moment and not feeling into the fear. And I think there's like, we live in such a fear-based society that, and we restricted to, well, you got to stay on that same path. You know, you got to work your 30 years, you got to raise your kids. It's da, 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 da. And then when we veer off of that, it's like society says, no, you got to come back. But when we can step out of that, like you're saying, like step out of fear and being courageous, being brave enough to know that there's something different, that next train is going to take you on a whole nother adventure in life. And what does that adventure look like? We don't know, but that's the joy of it. That's the fun part of it, is you get to go and explore what else life has to offer. And so if that, maybe that train now takes you to a different one and a different one. And those are the different timelines that get to pop up, because we don't have to stay stagnant and stay in one life reality. We can multiverse, we can multi-jump and create different forms of life and different, you know, meet different people and have different communities and different jobs. Like, we don't have to just stick to one because we're told to from birth. Now we get to say, you know what, I'm tapping into that timeline over there because it looks fun and it looks expansive and it's going to bring happiness in it. And if I'm happy, then I get to show up happy for those in my life. Then they get to feel the joy off of me. Then I get to be an example, you know, to somebody else. And I think too, that's something that it's important is always to also see what you want in your life in somebody else. And not that you want it, you envy it, but because if they can, I can. And, you know, we are all mirrors of each other. So if somebody else is doing what you want, that means we can do that too. You can do that too. So it's like what you're saying, you were able to jump into a new house. You were able to do all this. It took work, but in the end, it all worked out because you had that trust and that flow and you were open to it. Yeah. And that's where change really happens. That's when we get to grow and bloom and do all the things that bring us to that level of the awakening that we're talking about.
Yes, right? And so there's these opportunities of going, do I want to stay on this track or do I want to get off and go on a different train, right? A different timeline. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, currently I'm planning on going to Ecuador in April. And then Bruce Taylor said, well, my trip to Japan and do another pilgrimage is in April. And I'm like, it's not on my timeline. I was so mad at him because I'm like, that's not on my timeline right now. Like I feel called to Ecuador. Yes, I want to go back to Japan. Like, any other month, Bruce, like just any other time, and I would be there. And it's sometimes it's knowing that here's the timeline before me. I could cancel my Ecuador trip and I could say yes to Japan. That is in the realm of possibility. I could do that. And it's, I can feel it. You know, I can, they're both really expansive possibilities. And there's a reason why I'm being called to Ecuador. And I know that Japan will be there available again in my future.
What beautiful possibilities for you, right?
Right. Totally. And so it's like, okay, here we go. And, you know, here's another really day-to-day example. This year for my daughter's schooling has been really difficult. This fall, she was experiencing suicide ideation. She is 10, you guys. She just turned 11. And she had a really hard fall. And I ended up pulling her out of her private, you know, micro school because they weren't handling the situation very well and she wasn't getting the support that she needed academically as well as emotionally. And you know, in that, you know, I was like, we're going to homeschool again. Like I'm not the best homeschool teacher. I recognize that. And I'm going, this current path that she's on as a mother, I have some free will control over her timeline as well. When she's under that age of, you know, 14, 15, when you know, when that teenager hits, like, this is my life. You can't tell me what to do. It's that before that happens, the parent has some co-creative responsibility for your child's timeline. And so I was like, I'm pulling her out. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how this is going to fit in, but I know that she cannot stay on the current timeline track that she's on. Like, it's not safe for her. And so I pulled her out and we're doing our homeschool thing. And so I'm like, okay, will this buy this homeschool program that we've done in the past? It's all online and it is what it is. And so that was a space of like, I dropped down into contraction. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Let's just buy something. Let's just try it out. And it, you know, it didn't work. Like, and so it's like, and so it's recognizing like, okay, I made that decision, but I'm not married to it. So I made a wrong choice. I bought this program. It doesn't fit her well. It's too hard. It's too advanced. And I'm not going to push it. I'm going to cut my losses and going, what are my other options? What's going to be the best choice for her in this moment? And I'm calling out, I want a school that has occupational therapists on the team. I want them to bend over backwards to meet her needs. I want her to feel safe and joyful, even if she's only making it half days. I want someone who will be ultimately flexible with her. And you know what surprised me the most is that after looking at numerous different options, there was a local public school that was a quarter mile away from our house that met all of the criteria and that they are bending over backwards to make sure that she feels safe, that she feels heard, that she is having a good experience, even if that means that she leaves every day at lunch. And so it's crazy to me. Like, you know, we put these, oh, it can't be a public school or it can't be this way or it can't be this way. And when you come into the state, like I am open, I'm releasing stories that public school education is bad. I'm releasing like whatever it is, I'm coming into that state and flow of whatever needs to come for the highest good of this child. I want it to be revealed to me. And
yeah, you made a new contract with the universe by putting out your want list, your desired list. I need this, 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 and this. And then not only did you receive that, but you got it right next door, you know, like as convenient as it can be, because you release those limiting beliefs of it can't be this and it can't be that. And that's where it's like, when we are restricting ourselves, the universe has a much grander plan than we could ever plan for ourselves. So it's like you can set those desired goals, but at the same time, be open to all possibilities, because then suddenly everything opens up for you. And now, like, you know, I've heard the story of the school and I'm like, wow, it's amazing that they want to bend over, that they want to work with you. They're willing to do all these things for your daughter, And it's been, you know, like this really good match for you because you stepped out into that.
Yeah.
Instead of being in that contracted emotion and feelings, like you were saying, and you feel it immediately when you're expansive and then you contract in a decision, you immediately feel it in the body.
Right.
And the mind. And then it's like this, oh crap, kind of feeling, and not being married to it is the power that we have in our life to say, I tried it, it didn't work. And now I'm going to go this way to see if this works. And if that doesn't work, fine, until it does. And finally, we find our way back into our alignment, into our path that we were originally probably supposed to stay on, but we're human. So we like to deviate, thinking we know best. And then we get back on our soul's path and we go, oh, okay, yeah, I should have. But this was it. This was the path for me all along.
Right. Well, and I think it's that. It's recognizing, wow, I'm in a contracted state of energy. What's going to bring me out of this? Right. And so I remember homeschooling and going, this is not working. This is not working mm-hmm. for me. Like this was just this last, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago. And I'm going, I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. She needs someone to sit with her for 5 hours a day. I can't do that. I'm not available for that. I have other things that I want to be working on. And I'm not the best teacher for her. I recognize that. Like if I had been in my egoic self of going, I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to be the best homeschooling mom ever. And I'm going to teach her all the things. And it's got to be me. Like I wouldn't have been open. I had it. You have to feel the hard. You have to feel the heaviness so that you know that you don't want it. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's, yes. And the more you recognize that quickly, the more possibility you have to make a new choice.
Right? Yeah. We don't have to sit in the suffering of the decision. We just need to feel it, know it, and say, okay, I'm ready to go over here.
Let's try something else. And I think that's it. A lot of people make decisions and they're like, well, I made my decision, so I've got to live with it for the rest of my life. And I'm going to give you all permission who are listening to say, it doesn't have to be that way.
That's what I was going to say. Give yourself permission to make different choices in life.
Yeah. If it's feeling hard, if it's feeling heavy and you want to be in a more expanded state of energy, if you want things to be lighter, if you want things to like ask, shift, be open to the possibility that there is another way forward. I think there's so much of the time people live in their bubble of it's got to be hard. It's got to be full of your limiting beliefs. Like those who don't feel worthy, that joy is an experience that is meant for them. Love and experience are meant for them. And so they get into that contracted energy state. They feel the darkness. They feel the heaviness. And they think that that's where they belong. Yeah. And I just want to cut that out.
Like, yes.
Right. I don't want people to feel like just that. That's not enough. And that's why I like go back and listen to last week's podcast. Right. Because it's all about when we can identify, I'm worthy of better. I am worthy of the love. I am worthy of the light. I am worthy of expansion. I am worthy of joy. I'm worthy of happiness. I'm worthy of abundance. I'm worthy. I'm worthy. Period. I am worthy. I am God made manifest on this earth, right? Mm-hmm. When we can step into that energy, our energy field expands, and then we can start co-creating. We can start digging ourselves out of the hole that we created. Right? Yeah. We're creating our reality. And so your choice to stay in the hole, to stay in the hole of darkness is a choice. And it's your free will that's allowing that.
And not realizing while you're in that dark hole, there's literally a ladder next to you that allows you to climb up and out. And we just sometimes get blinded by that, you know, again, coming back to life happening right in front of us and not allowing ourselves to see beyond that. You know, if you can't see beyond the mountain, then all you have is the obstacles that we were talking about before, where you can climb the mountain, you can get up and above it, but it does take work and it does take dedication to yourself and to know that you are worthy, to know that it's our birthright, you know, to come into this life and to recognize that just because we go through certain things and traumas and experiences in life, that doesn't have to define us forever. It's not a life sentence. It's something that we're going through in a moment. We can work through that, heal through that, and move on and shift our perspective and shift our personality. Like, we can change who we are every day of the week. Like, you know, I don't have to be who I was yesterday. I can wake up today a completely new person just based off of how I feel and how I think and what I want and not feel limited in that. And I think so for the listeners, you know, if you feel that you're in that contracted state, if you feel like you have to be who you've always been, recognize that you don't. Recognize that you can lean into your heart and you can ask, who do I want to be? Who am I? What is, like, what are all of the possibilities for me? And lean into that and allow your messages to come through. Allow your mind to talk to you. Allow you to say, okay, I want this. I'm going to go get that. And how can I do it? And then start making the energetic shifts in yourself of believing that you can, because that's really the first step. It's just knowing I can go and do that. And once you do, you to make those steps, then those opportunities start unveiling or revealing themselves to you. And now you can move forward with that.
Yes.
And there's just a lot of, there's a lot of empowerment in just that mindset alone of knowing you can do it.
Yes. And that, I think right there, you nailed it. This is our, like, at least my core mission. And I would hope for, like, that's the core mission of Reiki Cafe Radio, Reiki Cafe University, our Reiki Cafe community on Facebook. Like, it's to show you the possibility that there is this possibility of moving into empowerment, that we don't need to stay in small and contracted and in fear and in our victimhood, that we can always strive to being in that state of alignment and that vortex and that expanded state energy state, and that there are good things awaiting you. You just need to be know that you are worthy to identify them and go after it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go after it. Really just seeing that picture in front of you and knowing that you can go do it. And that is it. And seeking out people that, like we were saying earlier, seeking out people who have done it. Who are your possibility portals? How can you move forward? What did they do? And, you know, and it's not like you're copying others, but sometimes we just need that, that inspiration. And yeah. So go find what inspires you. Go sit in nature. Go hang out with yourself. You know, do the resting, all the things. Put down, you know, in your journal what your agenda is. However it makes you think and feel so that you can move forward, do that, because those timelines are waiting for you.
For sure. And, you know, looking back on what was the things that really helped me move out of my contracted energy space, it was the investments I've made in my education, the investments I've made in learning business, like online skills. It's been listening to audiobooks on repeat. Like, there's so many audiobooks I have listened to on repeat that are like a badass at making money and, you know, zero limits and like things that really help you understand that there's a bigger, better opportunity for your life. And you mm-hmm. just need to tune into it and be willing to do the work to climb that ladder to get out of the hole, those activating actions. How are you ingesting your environment? Like, are you taking in media that's bringing you into a lower vibrational field and going, what can I do to have accountability, to have a helper, to help me stop doing those actions that are making me small? Like recently I told my son, I'm like, I'm really in a state where I struggle at night with my, like, watching stupid reels. And he stepped up. He's like, well, do you want me to just take your phone away from you? And when I see you doing it, I'm like, yeah, do that. He's like, you want me to be your parent when it comes to your phone? I'm like, yes. He put on time limits for all of the social media accounts on my phone.
Love that.
He literally takes my phone away if he ever sees me scrolling. And so it's like, it doesn't doesn't have to necessarily be your kid, but like putting those mm-hmm. things in place to going, I recognize that this is a behavior that I don't want to continue. And I know that there is a better option for me. Even if that, like, take a bath, like do something for yourself, do self-care, yeah. true self-care, instead of getting into your ruts. And I'm very well aware of my ruts because my rut is so closely tied to my business, right? Meaning most of my interactions with my students, with the people who are paying me to support them, is coming through Facebook Messenger. It's coming through Facebook. And yet it's also my easy, like biggest weakness, right? So I am recognizing yeah. that, and recognizing too that there is this duality between light and dark, and that it's really easy for the darkness to come in by utilizing the thing that I'm utilizing most for my business, right? Yeah. And so I'm recognizing
it's the failure and the success on the same coin.
Yeah.
The duality. And I think that's where accountability comes in. You know, even though you're having to need the support of your son to step in right now, that's okay, because that'll only be a moment. And then you'll shift into your own accountability where, like, okay, I no longer need to be on that all the time. But accountability is a big thing. And it's not only just being accountable for the big stuff in our life, but it's the everyday thing, recognizing the patterns. Am I scrolling too long? Am I dazing out? Am I procrastinating? How am I self-sabotaging? Like, when we recognize our own patterns, that's when we can step into our power of change and growth. And that's it. It's really just recognizing where we stand, where we're walking, how we're walking, how we're showing up, how we're not showing up. And when we can see that, we can say, I need to change that about myself. And then you start to do the work, the inner work, where everyone's afraid to like look inside. It's okay. Open up. We're all here. We're all human. We're all doing this walk. So it's time to open up and to really choose what you want in life. Because, you know, like I always say, we don't travel through timelines and space and dimensions and portals to come into this body to just be like, I'm here. No, go enjoy the things that you're here to enjoy. Recognize, you know, the hawk flying in the sky, or the grass, or whatever it is, the work that you do for a living. Are you happy? Does it bring you happiness when you get up out of bed? Or do you hate going to work? You know, so many people hate getting up and going to work. Change it. Find something you love. Find something that you want to go and talk about and that you want to laugh about and do and have fun with. Because if you're just doing work to work and bring home a check, there's no fun in that.
Right? Totally.
And we have this experience now. So let's change it so that we can be happy people that right. want to spread the love and spread the fun and to be in that expansive energy.
Yeah. I have many Reiki business coaching clients where they ask, like, what would be the best niche? How do I make my business successful? And I'm like, you have to find your joy. You have to find yes. the love in this, and don't stop talking about it. Like, you have to find that place of passion, because in that space of passion, you're going to have expansion. You're going to have that opening to possibilities. But if you're going, well, I have to do it this way, or I should do it that way, or this person did it that way, so I should follow their footsteps, and it's not working for you, I just want people to step into their authentic truth of what they're passionate about, what their joy is, and then live from that place. I can't mm-hmm. tell you what that looks like for you. Your mission is specific to you. Your purpose is specific to you. And you need to identify that and let that be your North Star. It's got to be your guiding force. And when you know what your guiding star is, it's like everything can come from that place. And so when you're out of alignment with following your true North, you'll have the awareness. And awareness is key. Awareness is always the first step of healing. So if you're aware that these are my habits, these are my traits, and going, I'm worthy to do the work to cut these out or make them less, then you're in a state of willing to do the personal growth work. They're willing to look at your shadow going, why am I self-sabotaging this way? And I recognize I am self-sabotaging this way.
Right? And this is my why.
This is my why. Right. And so we all do it. And I think that's why I'm sharing, you know, my story. Like, we all do it. And you can always make a new choice. You can be like, I woke up this morning and was feeling the heaviness. And I went like, no. We're not doing this today. We are spreading our wings. We're going to radiate in light and we're going to show up in our expansiveness. We're going to do this awesome coffee conversation. And I'm going to share my passion with the world and my voice with one of my good friends, Chantel, and it's going to be amazing. And when I can go there, I'm going, what would be the next best needlepoint mover in my energy and my business and my life? What does that look like? And for me, it was like, I need to come up with a PR schedule for the year. Where am I going to travel to? Who do I want to meet? Like, how am I going to share my message? And what does that look like? And so when it comes to that, I was able to get excited for the day. And I think that's what we need to step into. Instead of that anxiety, I'm going to step into excitement. Like, I recognize that anxiety is also one of my weak links. But if I can move that that anxiety into excitement, then I'm motivated, then I'm passionate, then I'm ready to keep going. And so I know that there are so many people who have neurodivergencies and these limiting beliefs that you don't fit. You don't fit into the mold. And I want for I strongly encourage you to look at what you think is your crutch and go, how can we transform that into your superpower? Because there's so many people out there who are talking bad and down on themselves because they don't fit the mold. And I'm saying the mold is effing broken, right? Like, our system is broken. The society and what it says is supposed to be good, the American dream, the 9-to-5, whatever it is broken. So if you're not fitting into that mold, good for you.
Don't. Find your own mold, your new mold, like whatever that is.
Yes. Yeah. And figure out what your passion is and what your purpose is and how you can use what everyone thinks is a weakness as your biggest strength, because we need that right now. The world needs that right now. And if we can all stop making up excuses for the reason why we can't live in a state of expandedness, stop living in a state of fear and using those things as your biggest tools and assets, the world is going to change. People need to hear your stories. They need your support because there are thousands of people just like you. And if you could be the leader in that, putting that path forward of going, if I can do it, you can too. Watch me take what society thinks is my weakness into my superpower and watch everything change for you.
Yeah. And watch the world change for everyone, because we are all on that. I think collectively we're on that trajectory right now of change and growth, and it's old mindsets that keep us in that pattern. And so now it's releasing that so that we can move forward, so that globally everyone can shift. And I do believe that's a big part of what's happening in our world right now. We are in the state of shift and expansion, but it looks like it's a contracted state of energy, and it's really not. Things are starting to shift and people are awakening to their own gifts. They're awakening to their purpose. They're awakening to who they are, what they want. But we still have to talk to those who are downplaying themselves, that don't feel worthy, that don't feel like they deserve more than they do, and or don't fit in the box like we're talking about. And so it's communicating with them to let them know, no, we can shift, all together can shift this way, or individually shift. And so last night I was doing a talk on grief and how do we shift from that? So many people are in a state of grief over so many layers of it. Well, how do you shift out of it? You do the healing, you do the work, but you also know that there's a light at the end of that. We can shift beyond it and it doesn't have to control us and strip us away of who we are. And so I think when we start to move and shift out of that and know that the box doesn't fit who we are, it's okay to say that. This doesn't fit me. This doesn't match who I am anymore. Maybe 20 years it did, you know, 20 years ago, but now it doesn't. It's okay to move on that and to make those changes in life.
And I think that the world is rapidly changing. You know, the world is different than it was 20 years ago. The world is different than it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. So rapid change. We're
4 years ago, you know, we're in a whole different world right now.
And so we need to recognize that and going, the world is undergoing a massive transition. And if we are ready to go, the institutionalized system, the boxes that have been created so that we can fit into them, if we can break that, I'm all for breaking the box or evolving the box. We need those voices to stand up and say, this is who I am. These are the accommodations that I need. And this is my superpower. And this is how I'm going to move forward. That's all okay. It's about welcoming in the diversity and being inclusive and having everyone able to sit at the table and no longer say, well, guess what? You don't match X, Y, and Z. So you don't belong here. We need to let it go. But the only way we're going to shift into this higher collective consciousness that's affecting our world is for everyone who is spiritually awakening to claim their power and to step into their truth and continue to be in that expansive energy. If we can all say, you know what, this is my desire of who I am, who what I want to create in my life and make steps forward it, if we all did that, we would make significant change in the world just by saying yes to divine intervention, to being in that vortex, to being in that expanded energy state, to not backing down to fear and systems that don't feel comfortable for you. Let's shift. Let's change. There is a reason and purpose that we are here now, today, and this energy, and we can utilize what we know when it comes to multidimensional realities and universes and really shift everything because we have our timeline. But then when we look at it even more crown chakra, like if we go even wider out, we have this collective consciousness now. We have this collective consciousness of going on about fear, about certain ideas. And when we can go, I'm going to live my brightest light, and we all turn on our light, we are going to our collective consciousness is going to move out of the fear and into the love, into the light, into the joy. And these things that are destroying our earth, whether it's destroying our habitats or the wars that is going on in the world or whatever it may be, we're going to influence those things happening. And it's got to start with us. It's got to start within us. And if we all can step into our authentic light and truth, it's going to be so much easier.
So much easier. When you heal yourself, you can heal the world. And there is truth in that because you have that ripple effect towards everyone that's in your life, in your world. And so little by little, it happens individually, but collectively, globally, we could make huge changes just by saying yes to you.
Yes. Yes. And so if that is the takeaway for today's conversation, I love it. I wish you all well. Know that if you're loving this conversation, that if you had some of these concepts weren't a reminder or introduction to you and you want to take the next steps, you've done a lot of your own personal healing work, we are going to be offering an advanced shamanic Reiki practitioner training that's going to take what we talked about today to a whole new level. Soul memories, past lives, understanding the timelines, the soul fabric. It's really amazing work. but you do need to know how to do shamanic journey, and you need to understand and be in a place of your self-healing that is fairly like, I'm in a state of expansion already. We're already out of our victimhood and into empowerment. So if that's you, I know I'm talking to a very select few possibly, but know that we are going to have this opportunity coming up. And so just reach out to me directly, and I can give you more information on our upcoming advanced shamanic Reiki practitioner training. We're going in deep. And I want to thank everyone for hanging in there with this conversation. I know it's way outside of the box that, from what our normal typical conversations are. And I hope, and let us know, I want to hear from you. If you enjoyed this, if you want to hear about celestials and divine beings from other planets and all of the things, like, we can take this pretty far, and we want to match what is going to help you move into an expanded state of consciousness. So if you want to have an upcoming podcast coffee conversation on star seeds or some other conversation that's in alignment with this, please let us know. So feel free to share our podcast, give us a like and follow, give us a review, because all of those things help our Reiki Cafe Radio, our Facebook group, Reiki Cafe Community, it continue to expand our work and our mission. So thank you so much for showing up. Thank you, Chantel, for joining with me in this conversation. I had a blast, and thank you all, and have a great rest of your week.
Reiki Cafe Radio is sponsored by Reiki Cafe University, where your Reiki dreams become reality. Join us on Instagram or Facebook at Reiki Cafe University, watch our videos on YouTube, or visit the website to learn more about our colleges of Reiki, chakras, and business.
It's our aim to help you on your path to wellness, guiding you into confidence as you transmute your inner critic and say yes to you. We're here to help you bring your Reiki dreams into reality, and your path to abundance, health, and healing unfolds from here.
And love and light, Christine Renee.
And Izzy Wells.